All right.
Nipping into 2023.
Morning.
It's 9:06.
Carter.
Here.
Michaels. Sexton.
Yes, ma'am.
Straub.
Yep.
Taylor.
Here.
Williams. Power.
Present.
That clock is fast.
It is.
Okay. Uh-huh. I was trying my best.
That's a line night time.
Okay. That's how I set my car clock. Helps.
Yeah, it's only like 9:02 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You need approval of the agenda.
So move first.
Second, Taylor.
Moved in second. Any comments? Any conversations at all? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 No public participation. Any communication from the committee?
I just got some questions. Are we going to ever put in place like a vision board or a goal board at the start of the year, like what we want to accomplish? Like
for highways?
Yeah.
So we've got a five-year plan, if that's what you're asking me. I didn't bring it to this meeting, but we have a five-year plan of all the roads that we're going to build over the next 5 years. Bridges is harder to do because we inspect bridges every year, and we know when they're getting to the end of their life, but bridges have become so expensive we really don't replace them until they're basically at the very end of their life. So I won't know until after we do our rounds of bridge inspections this year basically what we're going to schedule for the next year or two, because that's kind of the way the bridges go. I know what we're going to do this summer because we've been working on them for the last 6 months or so.
Okay, so, I'm talking in particular with minority participation.
Yeah.
I want to see some kind of goal set in place, like with the people that are doing the work. Like, what are we putting forth as far as, like, what are our goals as having, wanting those minorities to participate in those jobs? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, see, all the IDOT money that we use has goals set with it. And we, since we're using their money, we use their goals. Federal projects have higher goals, actually. And I can bring that paperwork to you and show you what those goals are, but I don't know them off the top of my head sitting here.
I'd like to see that.
Can we have that emailed to us?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. So those goals actually get put in the contract. So I don't know them until because the state EEO office is the one that sets those, not us. So until we get to the point where we're actually going to do a contract, but we're doing 3 federal aid bridge contracts this year. And they will all have goals within them. So as soon as I get the contracts and they state the goals, I can definitely email you what those goals are.
Thank you.
I don't know if they'll be different, but they'll probably be the same for each project because they're very similar projects.
Okay.
And then we're going to be bidding a project in like September, October of this year for construction in 24. And that's a big project. It's like an $8 or $9 million project. And it will have DB goals in it as well. So, yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
We can do that. Did we have a motion on the minutes to approve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did somebody do that?
Mm-hmm.
You can make Straub the motioner.
Same for Taylor. Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We at the end of the minutes, we want communication.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. No public participation. Communication, is there any more communication from the committee? We need a motion for the county township motor fuel tax claim for November and December of 2022.
So moved, Straub.
Second.
Been moved in second. any discussion?
Good morning, County Executive.
Okay. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing on the agenda is the county engineer's report.
So item number eight, we had the rock letting on December 8th of 2022 at the Highway Committee meeting preceding that. I was given the authority to go ahead and award those bids to the lowest and responsible bidder. We've got kind of a bid tabulation here of all the townships. So this is all the rock that the townships use in order to do their shouldering or their road work or their seal coat work for 2023. And this, the reason we do it is because they're spending motor fuel tax funds, which are filtered through the county, and we administer them on behalf of the townships. So each township comes in and sets up a program with me every year. They're going to do their rock and their oil, and if they're going to do striping of their roadways or they're going to do some kind of recycling of their roadways, that's all set up to spend their motor fuel tax money. And that's all done through the county engineer's office, and we send all those programs down to IDOT. IDOT approves them, allocates the money, and then we do the bidding on behalf of the townships, and we do all the payment of the bills on behalf of the townships as well when the bills come in for the motor fuel tax claims. So these are all the bids for the rock that the townships desired to get in 2023. You'll see at the bottom was our engineer's estimate, which we took about a 5% increase in what we had as our bids last year as our engineer's estimate. But you'll see that a majority of the bids, which are the low bids, are in the dark blue, came in even higher than we had estimated for the 2023 rock. I'd say on average, you know, the average increase was somewhere in the range of about 8%. There were a few that actually came in lower, a few that came in quite a bit higher, like at 13-14%. So I guess it depends on where the rock's coming from and how far it is for the quarry to get that rock hauled. You know, if you go all the way up to Rantoul area and they got to haul the rock all the way from down in Tuscola, that adds a considerable amount of cost to the fuel and the time and manpower in order to get the material up there. But we tried to build those costs into our estimate, but apparently we weren't quite high enough. So they still are awarded to the lowest bidder. They'll go ahead and get their amount of rock that they had bid on the bid sheets, and we'll just have to adjust the rest of the items that they want to do for their 2023 motor fuel tax program based on the fact that the rock prices came in high. So they won't be able to do as much oil possibly in their motor fuel tax program because their rock was higher. Our oil bidding is usually in April. So we'll have those documents come April. We'll do an oil letting, and it'll be very similar to this, where all the townships will have the particular type of oil that they want to use and the quantity of oil that they want to use. We'll bid it on their behalf and award it on their behalf and pay those bills on their behalf as well. So there's no, there's nothing that you guys need to do as far as approving these, because I've already approved them based on giving me the authority at the last Highway Committee, but I can answer questions anybody might have about this rock letting that we had in December. It's a little bit confusing, even to me sometimes, but it's the process that we use.
I'm just looking at Green Dream International.
Isn't that something? I think they were going to fly it in a helicopter or something.
Okay.
Like where was there? Yeah, were they from North Carolina or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what they do is they're a big company that would contract with somebody. Mm-hmm. And my guess is their rock was going to come in on a train based on their prices. I really, mm-hmm. And then they were going to have to haul it. But we had never seen them before bid. I don't know that we'll see them again based on the prices that they gave us.
Oh my God. It's not even close
but
to
okay. Maybe.
Sand Valley Sand and Gravel, that's out in Mahomet, right?
No, that's in Danville.
Is that the one in Danville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So the rock's either coming from Danville, Fairmont, or Tuscola, and there's a little bit of rock coming from just over the border in Indiana as well. The gravel type material.
Which one is Fairmont now?
Well, Fairmont didn't actually bid on some of these haulers might haul out of Fairmont.
Okay, yeah, Gilbert does.
Might haul out of Fairmont, or Conrad might haul out of Fairmont, but Fairmont never bids directly for the township stone because it's furnished and delivered. Tuscola Stone will just use their own trucks and have it delivered, but Fairmont doesn't have trucks.
Okay.
So they rely on truckers to come to them to get their bids, but honestly, I've been told that Fairmont has so much quantity going out to all the windmills that are getting built that they don't even really care if they sell rock to townships and counties right now. They really don't have the availability.
When I worked at the sanitary district, we used to go to Fairmont to get our gravel.
Yeah. It's a little bit better quality than the Tuscola stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not available right now. So, as a matter of fact, we did a bid on the county side where we just take quotes and then we use them all year, and Fairmont didn't even quote us. And I called them and said, why didn't you give us a quote this year? And they said, well, we don't really have anything to quote you because all of our rock is tied up with other things.
Wow.
So that's how much construction and windmills and everything else that's going on around here that they can't even supply enough rock.
Yeah, when I go over towards Bloomington, I see a lot of it on 136.
Yeah. Yep. That's probably Kerry Sheriff rock coming across. So.
Okay, Jennifer?
Yes.
Did you have something?
Oh, I just said that sounds like a lot of employment opportunities.
Yeah, I don't know. The quarries hire their own truckers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know who they hire. But it's typically, because we do it in the wintertime, and that's typically when farmers' trucks are idle. And so they get farmers who just want to have their trucks running, basically. And make a little bit of money, and they haul the rock on their behalf is basically about how it works most of the time.
That's interesting.
Okay, no more discussion.
We don't need a motion on that.
We don't need a motion.
No, we can just move on to item 9 if that's okay. Mm-hmm. A petition requesting a resolution approving the appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for East Bend Township. For the folks on the committee who are new, we have a county bridge fund, and that county bridge fund comes from property taxes. And we get somewhere a little over $1 million each year in the bridge fund. And basically we use it almost exclusively to build culverts and or bridges. We do some engineering work out of that bridge fund as well. But anytime a township has a culvert that crosses their roadway and it meets a certain criteria, which basically means it's not something so small that they shouldn't be able to just do it themselves, it has to meet a certain threshold. I think it's 0.02% of their assessed valuation of their township. If the total cost is more than that, then they can petition to have the county help them on a 50-50 basis to replace the culvert. So East Bend Township has petitioned us to replace this culvert northwest of Dewey. We're estimating the cost of that culvert to be $39,950. We're replacing, as you see on the map there, a couple of 30-inch corrugated metal pipes and putting in a 7x2x42-foot box culvert. So we're making the opening a little bit bigger. Those two pipes are about 10 square feet of waterway opening, whereas the new box culvert 7x2 is 14 square feet of waterway opening. So we will end up paying basically around $20,000 out of the county bridge fund. So there is a petition from the township and then a resolution which basically says that the county bridge fund has sufficient funds to meet half of the cost of replacing the structure. And honestly, the way this works typically with all the townships is we just figure that it's going to be half of the cost is going to be to supply the culvert and half of the cost is going to be to put it in. So we buy the culvert, we have it delivered to the site, and the township hires a contractor to put the culvert in. We'll assist them, you know, in doing, laying out the culvert for them and shooting the elevations and all that thing, but it just makes it a lot simpler if we just buy the culvert and they install it. So that's how a lot of those, you know, culvert type projects that we get petitioned for roll. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution for the replacement of that culvert in East Bend Township.
Do we need a motion?
Second, Straub.
I'll second Straub.
Okay, it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, the next item number 10 is a resolution appropriating $6 million from the county motor fuel tax fund for the improvements of County Road 12, which is the road that goes from the Royal Road. There's an intersection where the Royal Road and the St. Joe Road meet out there in the country. So from that intersection up to Flatville is County Road 12, and that's about 4.5 miles. And then County Road 24, which picks up right out here east of town on 150 at Mayview, and then runs around 5 miles up to Sellers, which is basically the same Royal Road that I was talking about where the other one begins. We're going to do both of those projects together because they're similar in geography and they both need to be done. So we're just going to package them together, and hopefully that'll help us get a little bit better prices than we would typically get if we bid them separately. This will be a cold in place recycling job like we've done in the past with an asphalt overlay and shoulder improvements. We'll also, you know, go back on the driveways and do any kind of culvert work that needs to be done on those driveways or crossroad culverts that may be, you know, rotted out underneath the roadway. But the estimated cost for both of those projects is around $6 million. So this is a resolution appropriating the motor fuel tax money for those projects. We will be bidding them probably in February or March for construction, say June, July, August of this summer. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
Okay, we need a motion.
So moved.
So moved.
And moved and second. It's open for discussion. Is that $6,000 for
each? $6 million.
$6 million
for both.
For both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a big project.
You know, $6 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
No, not hardly.
No. It used to go a long ways. That used to take us about 15, 20 miles. Now it takes us 10. So.
Okay, is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then we have one more resolution for your consideration, appropriating $1 million for the rehabilitation of the structure 010-4271, which is on County Highway 6, which is on your map there, back behind the resolution. That's the road that runs south out of Seymour down to the Monticello Road, and the bridge is about a mile north of the Monticello Road. We've got severely deteriorated steel on this. We actually had to take our maintenance forces out there last month and block and shore the existing bridge because the steel got to the point where it wasn't going to be able to hold the load anymore. Okay. So the state came and inspected the bridge. They said if you block and shore it with hardwood, they would allow it to remain open for legal loads. Otherwise, they were going to have to post it. So we went ahead and did that work, sent the pictures to the state. They approved it. Now we have to inspect it every 3 months until we get this work done. Basically, what we're going to do is tear off the old deck, put some new steel plates in where the steel plates are rotten, bolt them to the good stuff, redo the bearings underneath the bridge, put the deck back on, put the rails back on. It'll probably take 2 or 3 months to do this project, and it's estimated at $1 million. It's a big bridge. It's not just a little single span structure. It's a three span structure over a significant waterway. So Hopefully we'll get those plans ready to go here in the spring as well and get that bid out so we can do that this summer. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution appropriating $1 million.
Carter.
Second, Straub.
It's open for discussion.
Jeff, am I recalling correctly from past meetings that the steel products used currently are much longer lasting than?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So this bridge was built in the 70s or 80s where they used to just paint the steel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just raw steel that was painted in the field.
Okay.
So since then, they have what they call, it's called self-weathering steel. So it actually rusts, which is a good thing because that rust puts a patina on the outside of the steel and protects it from the snow and ice stuff that we use, the salt and so forth. And then, and also some of the bridges that we're starting to build are hot dip galvanized. So they take the beams and they physically dip them in zinc. And they galvanize the outside of them, and that's supposed to give 100-year protection to the corrosion of the steel.
Dang.
So, yeah, there's...
Nobody would live long enough to know this.
No,
that sounds
I know. But it makes me feel good that somebody will not have to sit here and try to replace a bridge in 50 years. They can wait 100.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of technology out there now that's making bridges last a lot longer. That, not only the steel, but the concrete as well.
We used to, I worked in a canning factory, and we used a lot of that hot-dipped galvanized.
Mm-hmm. I worked in a canning factory.
And we used chemical cleaners every morning that we were under production, and that stuff holds up.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff really holds up. Yeah.
I had an opportunity a few months ago to go to Omaha, Nebraska, where they actually have a hot-dipped plant. It's pretty cool. I mean... They have to wash it, they have to put a chemical on it, they have to dry it, and then they got these tanks that are as long as this room.
Oh, yeah.
And they just take this steel and they dip it in there, and you see it bubbling in there, and it's, if they don't get it totally clean, you know, like really kind of like, I don't know, putting oil in hot water, just it'll explode.
Oh, wow.
So they got to get the steel extremely clean before they can even galvanize it. But then they dip this stuff in these great big vats of molten zinc, which they have to heat up to some ungodly, you know, amount of degrees to get it to become liquefied. And it's pretty neat to see. I wouldn't want to work in there.
I was going
to
say, I know it's
I wouldn't want to work in there. I've welded that stuff.
Yeah.
And I got really sick.
Yeah. It's, they got all the, you know, the gear on and the masks and all that stuff. But still, that's not, and it's hot in there. And it looks cool from the outside, but I wouldn't want to be in there doing it. But, yeah. Anyway, that's one of the processes. And that's, and they actually have one that's called metallizing now, where they can take the zinc product and spray it through like a spray gun, like you're painting something, or they're putting the zinc product through a spray gun. And then they can kind of control, I guess, the thickness that they put on. When they just dip it in, you know, they leave it in there for so long, when they take it out, there's supposed to be so many mils of galvanizing on there, but when you're spraying it on there, they can actually control it and kind of let it cure and then continue to spray it. That's a more expensive process, as you would might imagine, because they have somebody spraying it on there.
Is it hot when they spray
it on? Yeah.
It seems very dangerous.
Very hot.
I can't imagine them doing that. But.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But the thing about that is you can actually galvanize something in place in the field.
Yeah.
If you lose some galvanization, they can actually come out and clean it, and then they can put this material on in the field instead of just having to do it in kind of a laboratory or a, you know, production environment. So yeah, we're getting there. Someday my job's going to be really easy because there's not going to be anything for anybody to do. Everything's going to last 100 years.
100 years.
Right now, that doesn't happen.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. Yeah. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay, anybody have any other business? There's no chair's report. The designated items is
9, 10, and 11.
10 and 11.
Yep.
So is there anything else the committee want to bring in? If not, we adjourn.
Thank you much.
Easy peasy.
Thank you.
Where's Wayne?
I have a question that's totally...
I think he's back in Mexico. Yeah.
He's in Mexico.
Do we oversee posted roads?
Okay, Mexico.
What's that? Do we oversee posted roads at all?
None of my roads are posted, but the townships have some posted roads.
I saw him yesterday.
And the Township Highway Committee.